and welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulk. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities mining in the junior resource sector. And here we are once again, Mickey Fulp, your favorite watering hole in downtown Toronto. Time flies when we're having fun. What is this, about six PDACs in a row now, I believe?
I don't know. Here's what I do know, Rob. We're in our seventh year of producing this radio show on commodities for Kitco.com.
All right, yeah, time flies. We're having a good time doing it. Did you have a good time at this year's PDAC? Because I know that going into it, people were talking about the spirit of the mining community certainly being uplifted. Commodity prices are being cooperating, share prices cooperating. What's the mood like this year?
Well, I think it's better. You know, last year we were at the very beginnings of what looked like a rise in not only the stock market but in gold. And so at that time the mood was much better than it had been for, what, the previous 4 years.
Right.
As it played out, we had a big rise in the market and in gold and other commodities, a bit of a dip, but now it looks like we're starting again. I think we're in the beginnings of an incipient bull market for commodities and junior resource stock. I think it's going to be a bit of a bumpy ride. But the mood on the floor of the convention, I think, is it's so much more positive than it was last year.
Well, you have to be an eternal optimist, don't you, to be in your line of the work?
Well, to be a geologist, exploration geologist, yes, you do have to be an eternal optimist. The glass is always half full, not half empty, because your chances of success are so slim. Notice I said that optimistically, Rob. I did not say your chances of failure are overwhelming. I said your chances of success are slim.
Yes, so you flipped it around to play into your beliefs.
Eternal
devil's advocate here. Certainly the TSX Venture Exchange has had a nice run over the past 6 months or so. But you know what? You spread it out into a longer-term chart, Mickey, and it's still quite ugly. We've got a lot of room to make up.
Well,
so what is your message to people who are looking at this sector right now?
Yeah, so nice question, Rob. And I think I would say this is the time in the beginnings of a bull market to position yourself in new companies, new ideas, new startup deals, not old stuff, recycled stuff. But the real opportunity here is to get in early on the ground floor of some good opportunities in specific commodities.
Okay, and which commodity are you the most bullish about right now?
I would have to say copper, but I would also say I'm bullish on gold, zinc, and uranium. And if you look at the performance of these four metals since Trump was elected. Now, I think Trump's going to be very good for our business. No matter what listeners may think of Trump or not, here's the bottom line for me. He's going to be good for my business and the people that follow what I do. So copper's up 19%. Gold's up, 16%. Zinc's up 16%.
Is this all
uranium's up 31%, oil's up 24%. It's not all have to do with Trump, but the guy is absolutely moving markets, especially U.S. stock markets.
And this is all relating, or a good portion of it, related to his infrastructure plan, $1 trillion.
Absolutely.
He doesn't have the money yet.
Yeah, well, we'll just create a few more dollars with the stroke of a keyboard and go further into debt. But yes, it is very much based. This bullishness, the fact that hedge funds are moving willy-nilly into commodity space, is partly due to Trump's program of infrastructure build-out.
Okay, now before we started rolling here, Mickey, in recording, you had mentioned the PDAC curse. For listeners tuning in for the first time, explain what the PDAC curse is. Because leading up to the PDAC convention, this has not been a good stretch for the Venture Exchange. Down, seven of the last eight trading days at the time of this recording?
Well, that's very unusual. Usually a PDAC, or the lead up from PDAC, from the Vancouver Resource Conference, the third week of January, it's up and up and up for the Toronto Venture Exchange, at least till the beginning of PDAC, or through through PDAC in the following couple of days. What we saw this year is the downtick started a week ago, and the Toronto Ventures things have been off. Now, gold's off a little bit, but I don't know why. Volumes have been low. It's, you know, you can develop these trends, which we've done on the seasonality of the Toronto Venture Exchange. But as our esteemed colleague sitting next to us here has indicated, about once every 5 or 6 years, you get thrown a curveball.
Let's bring in our esteemed colleague. It's gotten a little bit noisier in here because I think a bunch of miners have walked in from the Venture Exchange.
So.
But not our esteemed colleague, Francis Horodelsky, former BNN anchor, joins us. Fancy running into you here, Francis.
I'm just here as an observer.
Okay, but you are also an active investor. What are your thoughts on the junior resource sector? It's a risky area of the market, but
I think of all the metals that Mickey has talked about, I'm probably the most bullish on gold. I think its cycle is coming again for all kinds of reasons. I'm not a good junior guy.
Okay.
They always seem to be out of the gate by the time I hear about them. So I'm just sticking with the big names.
Okay, what do you think? Good words of wisdom.
Well, Francis, I have to admit, I miss Francis on BNN's early morning show, but it's good to see her again, and she's been around the financial markets for a significant period of time and understands probably as much or better than any of us do the way the markets work. So anything that Francis says, I would say is sage advice.
Okay, I'm sure many BNN viewers share your thoughts, Mickey. Wanted to wrap up though, you gave a presentation at the PDAC. 7 is a lucky number. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just an empirical observation that the junior resource sector has reached its highs in years ending in 7 for the last 3 decades. So 1987, it peaked. In 1997, it peaked. In 2007, it peaked. So is it going to peak in 2017? That was kind of the gist of the talk. And my conclusion is that period has been put off because I thought the market's going to start rising in 2015. They didn't start until 2016. So I actually think we've got a ways to go before we see a peak in the junior resource sector.
Yeah, I think you're really looking at another 2 years, basically, of good times in this area of the market.
I would say at least. And, hedge funds are just coming into this market willy-nilly right now. And that's one of the most important drivers of this sector is the interest in commodity. You know, hedge funds move in, they move out in sort of a groupthink mentality. And commodities, here's an interesting tidbit that I ran across the other day. The net long futures for oil and copper are both at record highs. So that's what it tells you what speculators are thinking. And that bodes well for our markets, at least in the short to medium term.
Okay, nice way to wrap it up, Mickey. And you know what? Before you know it, 12 months have passed and we'll be right back here doing another special edition of the program on the PDAC.
Well, knock on wood, we'll all be here in good health, and I look forward to that a year from now, Rob.
Thank you, Mickey. That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.